One day, back in 2011, a white-tailed deer meandered from the woods into the high grasses of a private farm near Mount Vernon. The problem is that the farm was being mowed that day, and the deer got in the way of the mower. It was badly injured. That's where Carol Deo came into the picture. Deo, a veterinary technician, cleaned and sutured the wounds of the deer, which she called Trooper. But the injured deer couldn't survive back in the wild, so Deo made some phone calls.
I tried to find rehab centers, and everywhere I called, they said they couldn't take him. They weren't taking in any whitetails. What was I going to do after I saved him? I couldn't kill him.
So Deo made Trooper an area on her farm. He became part of her menagerie of animals. And shortly thereafter, Deo took in yet another deer who was found dehydrated and ill under a car in a local parking lot. Deo named him Patch. That's when the trouble started. The state found out about the deer living on Deo's farm in what basically constituted a deer sanctuary. And that's a violation of Ohio law. The state took legal action against Deo, threatening to kill the deer.
Can you imagine leaving a baby lay there? I mean, there's no compassion in this whole thing. It's the worst.
Deo fought back in court. A petition was started. 15,000 Ohioans signed it. Eventually, Trooper and Patch were given a pardon. But Deo wanted the law changed so that people who do what she did can keep the deer on their properties. That's where Republican State Representative Margaret Rule of Mount Vernon comes into the story. She's sponsoring the bill known as Trooper's Law.
Ultimately, we'd like to have wildlife in the wild. But, you know, there's circumstances where a fawn cannot go back out into the wild. So the purpose of the bill is twofold. One is to help and get them rehabilitation and make it easier to get a rehabilitation license if someone so desires. And number two, to establish sanctuaries for those that can never go back out into the wild.
Rule says the bill would also allow veterinarians in Ohio to treat deer, something she says isn't allowed currently under Ohio law. She says situations like Deo's are becoming more common as development encroaches into forested areas of the state.
I believe that it's becoming more and more frequent. You're hearing more and more stories of people, and I think there's people out there that have deer that we don't know of, and hopefully this will allow them to become legal and know what they need to do to keep themselves safe, because, you know, just like any wild animal, they can turn at any point. But this is to help them to understand what they need to do to make themselves safe and to protect the deer.
If Rule's bill passes, Deo won't be around to see it signed into law. She died back in 2013. But Trooper is about 4 years old now, still on that farm in Mount Vernon with Patch. Deo's friends have set up a fund to take care of the animals. The area of the farm where they are staying has a very high fence to keep deer in and keep others out. That's something that would be required in sanctuaries if this bill passes. Rule says the goal is to prevent a situation, like the one Deo went through before she died, from ever happening again. Joel Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.